What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, Firmly in the Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Star Wars mobile games, because Zynga has been announced as the new multi-year deal. But also, it's a strange one. They are now going to be assuming operation of this live service Star Wars Commander. It's a real-time strategy game that was launched back in 2014. I used to play it back in 2014. Quickly just fell off. I think I went on holiday and like my base and I died and I never really went back. But they've taken it over. So it's kind of really strange that they've kind of gone down this line, because I understand maybe the idea of bringing a new team in, but to actually take over an existing Disney title, that was a bit unexpected.
Always unexpected. Hopefully it doesn't mean that they're going to restructure the entire game, because that never ends well. You know, rebuilding these games to feature new mechanics or whatever to increase monetization almost never works. It's normally a dying gasp. So hopefully it's just administrative. Yeah. Granted, like you, I haven't really played Commander. It is a purely PvP game, and as we've gone over many times, I'm not really a PvP gamer. But I do have to give them credit. Like you said, it launched in 2014. I think that means it is the longest running Star Wars mobile title at the moment. So points for that. Especially in the mobile market, where games are normally gone within a year, especially at Disney. So
Disney, I mean, for Disney to still have a mobile game out 4 years later and still running, that's quite an achievement in itself, because they're quick to cancel. But having a new company take over, I mean, it could be good for the players, because suddenly now you might start getting more content. You might start getting more updates, because now there's going to be an incentive to do it. But it also means, like, I can't help but feel like microtransactions are obviously going to start creeping in a little bit more. The fact they're working on another new title is good. I think they're very much aware that what they've done with Star Wars games recently doesn't seem to have clicked the same way. I mean, Galaxy of Heroes is still very, very popular, but Force Arena didn't really do much. I don't think that droid game really did anything. And
droid game.
Yeah, that was a free
The match three.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That kind of whipped and went on. And then you had Commander, and it was just kind of odd one. They never really hit that same part that like Marvel games did with theirs. They just sort of tried to do it, but they didn't really. Maybe it's just a lack of like updates and stuff. They don't seem to be doing as much information on it.
It's possible also that the Star Wars games have been heavily focused on PvP aspects, with the exception of, say, Galaxy of Heroes. It does have a PvP arena, but it's more of a turn-based RPG collection game, whereas Force Arena, Commander, all these games are very heavily multiplayer-focused. And over on the Marvel side, with the exception of, say, Contest of Champions, and that even has a single-player component as well, none of them are really, like, you must be online, you must play against people. You can play Future Fight entirely solo. You can play Puzzle Quest entirely solo. Yeah. Avengers Academy, of course, last time I checked, was completely solo, other than some leaderboards.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, from one perspective, that PvP side is probably where most of the money comes in, because you've got people who want to spend money to make sure that they're on top and that they're number one, and you have to continue to spend to stay up there. Whereas single player games or single player focused games, you don't necessarily have that same incentive. But for whatever reason, it hasn't been working for Star Wars. And bringing Zynga in is
Zynga, yeah.
Chicka Chicka is Chimichanga. There we go. I'm hungry. Bringing them in hopefully is a sign that they're kind of trying to restructure not just Commander, but the Star Wars games in general. Get them branched out to an audience that, well, from Disney's perspective, will pay, but from our perspective, will get us games that are entertaining and fun to play and don't require us to play against other people as the only way of playing these games, such as with Force Arena.
Definitely looks like at the minute as well, like they do seem to be going to like different companies, and it's almost like give it, they're like, right, okay, you can make us a game, or, you know, they work. But it's like they seem to be going to different companies to make different titles, because rather than chucking all their eggs all into one basket, because there's so many different companies now, you know, making games for Disney from the mobile side. Now we've got Zynga, we've got EA, we've got Netmarble, we've got Kabam, we've got GetBlue, we've got Gameloft. You know, there's quite a few. Was it D3? There's quite a few Foxnex. There's so many different companies making games, and that's probably better in some ways for Disney, because they're spreading out the risks. So if one game goes down, it doesn't really affect it as much. But also, different teams, different community things. But it also means then everything's really spread out, and it's trying to get that continuity going on between them all can be a little bit harder.
Although they have done a good job with that with Marvel. Like, yeah, when Ant-Man and the Wasp came out earlier this year, almost all the Marvel games had some sort of event. We'll talk about that one a bit later this week, actually. But and Star Wars hasn't really had that. Like, I can only speak from the Galaxy of Heroes side, but even when Solo came out earlier this year, they did do a tie-in event, but it wasn't when the movie came out. It was a little bit after, and they've been running other events. Heck, their Last Jedi was literally three characters. Yeah. Kylo Ren, Rose, and Admiral Holdo, and that was it. And you know, that's a little underwhelming when you're trying to tie in with these mobile platforms.
Yeah.
And also, I think that Disney may have learned a little bit of a lesson with the EA thing and the Star Wars license, because Battlefront 2, as we've spoken about, hasn't done that well. It's done fine, but it hasn't met projections. It's only now starting to get the new content rolling with the Clone Troopers, Grievous, Obi-Wan Kenobi, etc. And I think, as you were saying, they saw that what worked with Marvel was, okay, you're a specialist in mobile fighting games. Here have Contest of Champion. Here, you're a specialist in doing these city building tap games. Go build Avengers Academy. Yeah. And I think, you know, getting Zynga in on this is kind of a step in getting Star Wars in that same direction.
And I'll be honest, I am going to give this a reshot. When Zynga take over, because I used to enjoy playing that game when it was out. I just, like I said, it got a little... For some reason, is that kind of thing, like the building stuff seems to work, I think, better than the PvP. It depends on how they do it. I will give this one another shot when it... I don't even know if it relaunches, but it's going to be see what they do with it. There's so many different games out there now, and trying to do all of them is just impossible. But it's interesting. I like the fact that we've got a new game coming, and we've also got a game being kept alive. You know, it's going to have a fresh, you know, under new management sign draped across the top. And hopefully, you know, that will kind of boost this game up into a different area. But we'd love to know what you guys think at home. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms. James, where can they find you?
I mean, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.